JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, farm workers urged to make the best use of opportunities. And don't forget to stick around for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it.
Did you know that the NSWMA Parks and Gardens Division offers landscaping, pruning of trees, rental of potted plants, sale of compost and honey? Give us a call today at 929-7294 or 1-888-253-2652 for additional information.
Labor and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer has urged recruits to make maximum use of the opportunity afforded them under the government's Overseas Farm Workers Program.
For those of you that go to Canada, you will understand that you will become the ambassadors for those that are left at home. Because if you do well, the employers in Canada will want more Jamaicans to come. They have to pay for us to fly from here to there and back in some instances. So it takes a lot for an employer to employ a Jamaican overseas.
The Labour Minister says the government remains thankful to the government and people of Canada for allowing Jamaican workers to be involved in the farm work program for more than 50 years. He adds that Jamaica's continued involvement in the program is due to the fact that the workers have been performing.
Even all those challenges, the Canadians still prefer to get a Jamaican worker first.
Mr. Kelly was speaking at the third recruitment drive for 2014 for workers on the United States and Canadian farm work programs at the Montego Bay Community College in St. James. The government plans to recruit some 3,500 workers for both programs this year. Minister Kellyer is encouraging successful applicants to remember their dependents at home and ensure that they send the remittances to keep the family structure together.
We want a productive Jamaica.
Productivity is really the pathway to prosperity. Here's what you can do to become more productive. Identify and use your peak times. Identify your peak cycles of productivity and schedule your most important tasks for those times. Work on minor tasks during your non-peak times. You can also establish routines and stick to them as much as possible. While crises will arise, you'll be much more productive if you follow routines most of the time. Call the Jamaica Productivity Center at 948-6168 for more information. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
The Jamaica Productivity Center through the Ministry of Labour and Social Security.
One of the outcomes of Vision 2030 is that teachers will be trained to world-class standards. With the full support of parents and families, Jamaica will place emphasis on early childhood development. All this in an effort to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. On the community notice board, the Institute of Jamaica East Street Complex will be closed this Saturday, August 2. Regular free Saturday openings resume August 9 with a movie ticket giveaway. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
We usually walk. Sometimes we have boot on with foot. Sometimes we left our school, lunchtime, and come out yard, we can eat big dumpling and sugar water, sometimes turn caramel with all the meat.
Karen.
Bowling Grove.
Share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us. Just email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@gis.gov.jm. Again for your company today. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Prince Moore. Until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.